This is Dr. Dave dictating a follow-up consultation on Debra, D-E-B-R-A, last name Sweezer, S-W-E-E-Z-E-R. Her date of birth is April 2nd, 1961. Patient seen for Dr. Wes Hester, H-E-S-T-E-R, M-D, in Frisco. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you again for your continued support. Debra initially was seen on October 6, 2021, when she presented with abnormal CT scan showing a large mass in the left lung lower lobe, which measured, also there was a lesion at T4 vertebra which measured 2.5 by 5.7 by 3.9, and she has had a mass also in the left pleural space which measured 4.9 by 3.5 by 1.7 centimeter. Patient had some mediastinal lymph nodes also. Initially, it was believed that she could have a lung primary because she had smoked half a packet per day for almost 40 years. However, a biopsy of which the lung mass showed it as consistent with amyloidosis, and then patient also had a bone marrow on account of significant anemia, her hemoglobin which was about 6, so bone marrow was done and it showed presence of multiple myeloma. So it was believed that she has multiple myeloma, and in soft tissue she has myeloma deposits which are similar to amyloidosis. So the patient was started on VRD, that is Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone treatment in November of 2021. After 1 month, she had significantly good response. Her IgG, which was 6400, dropped progressively, and by December, it was 1500. However, patient had a setback, and she was hospitalized in Irving with COVID infection, and at that time her hemoglobin also had dropped significantly and she was iron deficient. She did receive I think a unit or two of packed red cells, and subsequently with Oralir her hemoglobin improved, but she missed the treatment for about 4 to 6 weeks thereafter, after the COVID infection, and she resumed the therapy. However, after March, we were not able to give her dexamethasone and Revlimid on account of significant gastric symptoms and nausea, vomiting, and reflux, and pain in epigastric area. So patient was just getting Velcade. Her IgG normalized, and in mid-March it was 1200. However, now it seems to have been creeping up. The last IgG on 4/11 was 1792. Her CMP is totally normal, creatinine is normal. Her hemoglobin is now, her CBC is normal too. Her hemoglobin is now 12 and creatinine is 39.3. New paragraph. Because of her continued symptoms of abdominal pain and weight loss, a CT scan of the abdomen and chest was done. CT scan of the chest did show stable disease to significant improvement. However, her CT of the abdomen did show some irregular thickening at gastroesophageal junction and irregular thickening involving proximal colon, the etiology of which is unclear, and so patient is also referred for gastrointestinal evaluation with Dr. Awan. And for presumed candidiasis on account of her previous steroid treatment and immunocompromised status because of multiple myeloma, she was treated with diflucan for suspected candidial infection of GI tract. She has shown some improvement. Her weight has stabilized. She also is on Protronix. New paragraph. Today she complains of pain, especially in the lower back and mid thoracic area. I think around thoracic T7, where she had a large lytic lesion. And also she's complaining of epigastric pain and still some nausea. She's able to eat a little bit. Her weight is dropped to 169. She used to weigh 200 plus a few months ago, at least 3 months ago. Her blood pressure now is 140 over 94, and she's very uptight and tense today. Lymph nodes negative in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, multiple myeloma with amyloidosis. Diagnosis 2, status post treatment with Vailban, Revlimid and dexamethasone. Now only on Velcade. Sorry, VRD means Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone, and now she is on Velcade only. Diagnosis 3, significant weight loss. Diagnosis 4, possible candida esophagitis. New paragraph, recommendations. We'll draw blood with CBC and we'll send her, CMP and IgG. We'll go ahead and give her Velcade sub-Q. 2.9 milligram. New paragraph. Discussion. The patient is having significant issues with her continued weight loss and abdominal pain. She also has significant disease still that needs to be addressed. Patient stays weak, probably from disease and the side effects of treatment. She also has numbness of both the feet and both hands. It could be from Revlimid, and hence her ability to be employed gainfully has significantly diminished. New paragraph. So considering the need for continued and aggressive treatment of multiple myeloma and the need to have a regular office visits for her therapy, and subsequently to recover from the effect of the disease as well as side effects of the medications, a patient might require to take it easy and maybe take some time off. I would recommend that she goes on short-term disability to aggressively address her current symptoms and the disease, and to make sure that she achieves a deeper remission of multiple myeloma, which would determine her overall survival. I think a 3-month leave of absence on account of health reason is required, and for that she could go on short-term medical disability, and after 3 months further evaluation would be done where it will be determined whether she needs to continue to stay off from work and continue her aggressive therapy, or can go back to work. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Debra Sweezer, SWEEZER. Thank you.